I'm Chris Harwin. This is live from Studio A, and we have with us today in the studio Wes Hadrich and Greg DeBerzy joining him as well. In a minute, let's start off with some music.
Take me down to the midnight freight. Take me down to the midnight freight. Let it carry me away. Going down south where it doesn't snow. Going down south where it doesn't snow and the wind ain't cold. Got some friends that I'm going to see. Got some friends that I'm gonna see, they're in Tennessee. Got a little place outside of Knoxville. Got a little place outside of Knoxville, little cabin on the hill. I'm all that you see. Grave. I ain't leaving much, just an empty grave. I didn't want it anyway. Had a couple dreams, but they're all gone now. I had a couple dreams, but they're all gone now. Maybe find them in the south. Wind's blowing heavy and it's getting late. Wind's blowing heavy and it's getting late. I gotta catch that freight. I breathe the cold air and I breathe it out. Well, I breathe the cold air and I breathe it out. And I can feel your doubt. The more you see me drinking at the pond. I won't be back, but you'll be on my mind. I won't be back, but you'll be on my mind. Come and see me anytime. If you're sad, don't let me know. Well, if you're sad, don't let me know that I won't go. I grab my boots, put on my grab my boots, put on my coat to hide the lump in my throat. Hear my favorite song and you think of me. Hear my favorite song and you think of me. I'll be warm in Tennessee.
Here we go.
The more you see me drinking at the pine.
Wes Hadrich and Greg DeBerzy, live in Studio A. It's the song Knoxville, if I'm not mistaken. It's from your new record.
Yes, it is.
And what's the title of the new record?
Portland Rain.
And it's coming out tonight.
Tonight. 6 months. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Did you record it in your house? Where'd you do the record?
We recorded it right in Greg's living room last
Fantastic.
July.
Fantastic.
That's where we did the vocals and drums and fiddle. And then Greg did a lot of overdubbing through August through December. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Greg plays bass and all that on it. So it's really been a labor of love, really. A
true home recording. That's great.
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, last 6 months you said you've been working on this. Quite some time, since the late winter, it sounds like.
Yeah, we started, I think, last November, worked on it. We actually recorded some of the live tracks last summer, so it's been a year. So we recorded some live tracks last summer, and then we worked on overdubs during the year. And it's been done for a few months now, but we've been kind of rehearsing and playing a little bit at the brew house and areas to get kind of prepped up for the CD release.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's been fun.
So now, who's on the record besides the two of you? Anybody else joining you?
We got Jinga on fiddle, and then Mike Mattson on dobro, and then Greg covers all the other basses. I mean, he's playing drums and glockenspiel, bass, clave. I don't even know what else you're playing on there. I mean, so many instruments.
Yeah, and Eric Rame recorded the live tracks last summer.
We can't forget Eric. He really is important to what I do and all that. He's really been supportive of me over the last 5-6 years. So. Yeah.
So you had dobro. So was the dobro player's name again?
Mike Mattson.
Is he the fellow who on your MySpace page was doing some pedal steel work on one of the demo recordings you put up there?
No, that's Wobby. That's my friend Wobby. He owns Rosewood Music.
Okay.
And he'll be sitting in with us tonight, actually.
Oh, fantastic.
Wobby. He'll be on the accordion because his band Bird by Bird will be opening for us tonight. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear something else from the record. What do you got?
All right. Well, we're going to do Covet here. Or do you want to do Alice?
Covet, yeah.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
She's so beautiful like a Robinson. So beautiful it's more good than said. Oh, so beautiful. I watch her as she goes and I watch her cross in the snow. She turns around to wave goodbye. The wind howls out of the sky. The wind makes me feel guilty. Well, I know she's married. She's so never come back to me. These empty arms will ache for her. She'll be lost forever. And I'll only speak to her in dreams. I'm left hoping she knows what I mean. So beautiful like a robin's egg. So beautiful it's more could be said. Oh, so beautiful. More could be said. She's so beautiful like the promise. So beautiful, it's more good to say. Oh, so beautiful.
Wes Hadrich and Greg DeBerzy live in Studio A. The song is called Covet, is that right?
Yes, it is.
And Greg, nice job on the falsetto there.
Oh, thank you.
That's fantastic. So now, Wes, you're from Duluth.
Yes, I am.
And you've lived out of the Duluth area for some time in your life, but you're back.
I lived in
Madison,
Wisconsin for a couple of years, yeah. Yeah. I was married really young, and I moved down there with my ex-wife, and that didn't work out, but the city's great.
Yeah.
I love it down there.
Yeah, it's nice down there.
Yeah.
But you came back to Duluth?
Yes, I did. Family here, and all my friends were here, yeah. So it made the most sense. Sure. And I missed the music scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that you played Pizza Luce during the Homegrown Music Festival back in April.
Yeah, me and Greg did the brunch there. We did that last year, too. And that's a fun show. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's so different than if you go, like, on a Friday night for Homegrown where there's just mosh pits and all that. And everybody's just kind of sitting down and
Sunday
enjoying
brunch.
The music.
So
yeah.
Genteel compared to everything else.
It is.
Greg, are you from around here, too? Or you grew up somewhere?
I'm from Vivian originally. I've lived in Duluth now. I mean, I moved to Iowa for a while, but I lived in Duluth through the 80s, and I've been back here about 6 years.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. So, Wes, when you were growing up, did you pick up the guitar early in life, or did you discover it later?
I wanted to pick it up earlier, but I started playing when I was 17. It wasn't really around my house. We everybody loved music in my house, but nobody was playing. So it wasn't. I was like 16 and asked my dad for a guitar for Christmas, and I got it. And I thought, okay, I'll take like 4 lessons and bail because this would be too hard. And you know, and I stuck with it. And yeah, it's been the best thing I ever did with my life. I met the most interesting people through music, and it really keeps you going. So I met Greg, and that's been a really great experience. And he co-wrote that last song we just played. So it's been really. We have such a similar musical taste, too. Mm-hmm. That really helps. So we kind of, I'll mention like, oh, you know, the way Keith Richards sang on this song or something like that. And he's like, yeah, and then we kind of know harmonies and all that. Right. We just love that stuff.
That musical shorthand between the two of you.
Yeah.
So you didn't play much. You said there wasn't a lot of playing in your house. So there was no piano in the living room, but you said you listened to a lot. People liked it.
We listened to a lot. I mean, my dad had, Johnny Cash, Farron Young, and that old country stuff that my mom was really into, like Creedence Clearwater, the James Gang, stuff like that. Yeah. So I really had that country and rock stuff, but it was all from the 70s and 60s. And still, that's the music I love the most. Mm-hmm. And, I love a lot of new stuff, but that old stuff, you can't really top it. So that's what really kept me going. And then Steve Miller Band, oddly enough.
Yeah, early Steve Miller or the 70s?
Well, his 70s hits.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Those early records are so exotic compared to what he did later on. So
wasn't he living in San Francisco around that time?
Yeah, he was all over the place back then. Who knows? But yeah. So, well, great. Let's hear another tune.
All right, this is called Alice. Alice, please love me tonight. No, I haven't always treated you right. Want me to, I'll take you out tonight. To your favorite bar, then out for a bite. No, one night won't make everything alright. Alice, please love me tonight. In the bar, the band will play a favorite song. Do my best not to say promise not to talk on and on. I'll listen to you like the words of my favorite song. But don't leave.
love me tonight. I ain't asking for the world, just your hand, my girl, makes everything all right. Haven't been the same since our final day. Walk around never knowing what to say. Right words come, you're not there anyway. Love you tomorrow as much as yesterday. Without you I break like the sun dried clay. Alice, please love me tonight. Alice, please love me tonight.
All right, great.
Alice by Wes Hadrich. Greg Taberzy joining him here on this album called Portland Rain, which is being released tonight at Sir Ben's. What time does the show start tonight?
It starts at 9 o'clock with Bird by Bird starting it off. So I think we go on about 10:15, 10:30, somewhere like that.
Right.
So Bird by Bird are great too, so come out to watch them too.
All right. So 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So now, Greg, you, I noticed the last two tracks you did some falsetto. And you're basically paralleling him an octave up. Are you? Is that a choice you guys made rather than doing some harmonies of a different kind?
It just happened to be two that I had falsetto on there. I don't sing falsetto. You don't have to sit through my falsetto on the whole record. Well, I try to intersperse.
That wasn't what I was implying. I was just curious about your musical choices. That's always great.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Actually, on the record, that last one, it doesn't have a falsetto. And I was playing it with Wes yesterday, and we'd been so used to playing these out, and we forgot what the record sounded like. We haven't listened for a while, you know, and we said, we should listen to the record, see what it sounds like. And it's like, oh, I never did a falsetto on that, but I'm so used to doing it now. I'm just going to stay with what I know. So
it just becomes what it is live. I think the record really, it changes live.
Yeah, it does.
It really, I mean, because we recorded it like over a year ago, so you start to adapt, you know, new ways of doing it, mm-hmm. and that just becomes the way it is. Then you have to kind of listen back to the record and be like, oh, that's what we
It's amazing how far you can get from the record.
Yeah. Well, of course,
music morphs, yeah.
There are two approaches. I mean, there's the approach that you're either an artist who makes a record to sort of promote what you do live, or the people who do live shows to sell their records, you know. And so mm-hmm. I think that you kind of have that choice of, are you going to try and play tonight what you had the record sound like a year ago? You're going to try and do it the way you do it now?
It'll be a little different. It won't be a fiddle tonight. There'll be accordion filling in for the fiddle, and Mike won't be there on dobro, but it'll be what me and Greg have been doing. And you know, we play it pretty close to the record. You know, the vocals might change a little bit, but we stay in the same key and all that, and don't move around too much. And we, you know, we've got some new stuff we're gonna play too. So,
well, great.
So people have seen us before, and like, well, you know, got anything besides the new record? Yes.
You're still making new music, so that way they'll come to the next record release.
Exactly. We're hoping.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
So tonight at 9 o'clock, you guys going on about 10:30 or so.
Yeah. Show starts at 9.
At 9.
Yes.
Great. And there's no covers. Just come on
no,
in.
No, it's free. Free
come
of
in,
charge.
Get yourself a beer. Sit down and enjoy some music.
Yeah, come on in and, you know, buy a CD if you want, or mm-hmm. just shoot the breeze, and it'll be fun.
And if you speak Italian, the owner's Italian, you can, you know,
even better.
Chat with him. It's just better, yeah.
Yeah, Greg's learning songs in Italian right now.
Bilingual evening. Do some Monteverdi while you're at it.
There you go.
There you go.
Well, let me close with another song, and we'll wrap things up.
All right. This is called The Way I Go. Let the rivers dry, let all go down. What do I care? It's just my hometown.
no place special, just where I was born, nothing more. I'm out on the road. I'm out on the road, and I'm never coming home. Maybe go to California, maybe go to Carolina, but for now, heading down south, past the farms, past the towns, but not far away, enough for me to stay. I'm out on the road. I'm out on the road, and I'm never coming home. Well, goodbye, Mom, and goodbye, Dad. I won't be back, and that's the way it goes, well, I suppose. I don't wanna be like my friends, be like everyone that dies in this town. Never get out. There is no destiny. There is no plan. Just gotta find a place to call my own. I'm out on the road. I'm out on the road. I'm out on the road. I'm out on the road, and I'm never coming home.
Wes Hadrich, live in Studio A with Greg DeBerzy. Thanks so much for being in here today. Oh, sorry, I got your mic down there. But wonderful to hear from you, and nice meeting you, too. I haven't met you guys before.
Good to meet you, too.
Only back in town for a few years, but it's nice to see live music in the Northland still coming on strong. So
oh, thanks.
Fantastic. So today's program was produced by Christine Dean. I'm Chris Harwood, and also Sarah Koshin helped us out with funding provided by Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This is live from Studio A and 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.